Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, you know, it's been almost 7 years since the Supreme Court ruled same-sex marriage as legal, and New Jersey has made it a state law just now, which... I was confused.
We both talked about this on air. I thought that we were so far. I thought this was so far in the rearview mirror.
And I would expect if this news was, I mean, obviously this news came out in New Jersey, but I would expect it more in like the South versus like it being in like this eastern kind of northeast.
And northeast,
northeast type of space.
And this is a new thing that we're going to see from different states. Like, it's very interesting right now. And joining us to share more is Kamala Taylor, Deputy Legal Director for Litigation at Lambda Legal. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Camilla, yes, thank you.
I was about to say, we got
I think
VPN.
It's the Canadian in me, you know. So again, as we mentioned, we thought it was like federal. That's just the law of the land. How does the state law make a difference right now?
Well, I think everybody is justifiably concerned about the more extremist tilt of the Supreme Court and the way in which the Supreme Court has disregarded other landmark precedents regarding civil rights recently. And specifically has allowed a statute in Texas that severely curtails abortion rights to remain virtually unchecked. And so state legislatures are beginning to think about what they can do proactively in case the Supreme Court reverses civil rights landmarks and allows states then to decide whether same-sex couples can marry on the one hand, or whether people still have the ability to get abortions.
So what steps are state lawmakers taking right now to kind of get ahead of this? Since they're, I mean, it clearly seems like they are very worried with reason.
Yes. Some state legislatures are looking at passing laws that would explicitly allow same-sex couples to marry. And the states that are doing this are states where same-sex couples first began to marry as a result of court action, whether federal court action or whether, as in New Jersey, a state court ruled that the state constitution requires that, that same-sex couples be allowed to marry. But there wasn't a statutory scheme that provided for how that would happen or made clear as a law that same-sex couples should have that right. And so they are cleaning up their state legislative books by making explicit that same-sex couples have that right in case the Supreme Court does something to chip away at it as a matter of federal constitutional law.
Wow, crazy. We're talking to Kamala Taylor right now from Lambda Legal about states now making gay marriage legal. We're like, feels like, I feel like we're in some sort of weird, strange world right now.
In the Matrix.
Right?
So, yes, a little bit of Groundhog Day.
Right. Do you care to explain the landmark decision that happened with Obergefell versus Hodges and why that's really on the line right now?
Sure. Well, the LGBT community has been fighting for civil rights in the courts for a long while now. And in 2003, the Supreme Court struck down laws that criminalized intimacy between people of the same sex, and that paved the way for same-sex couples to begin to fight for the affirmative right to marry in the courts. And same-sex couples did so in state courts first, including in New Jersey, And then moved to the federal courts and began demanding that federal courts vindicate their fundamental right to marry on the same terms as different sex couples. And in 2015, in a landmark case, the Supreme Court struck down the remaining bans on marriage for same-sex couples. There were still, I think, about 13 states at that time that banned same-sex couples from marrying. And this required that same-sex couples have equal rights, not just to the ability to get married, but to all of the rights and responsibilities that go along with being married. And yeah. I think a lot of folks felt that that was the end of it. And, you know, young people have been coming out in greater numbers than ever before. And families have been begun almost taking for granted their ability to be recognized and given the dignity and respect of other families. So it's obviously very worrying that we have a brief before the Supreme Court right now in the context of an abortion case demanding that the Supreme Court revisit those two landmark precedents.
Oh, wow.
And reconsider whether same-sex couples should have those rights.
Wow, because I think that for me, I know we're working in advance to make sure this doesn't happen, but I'm like, how likely is it to that we could possibly see this really happen, like where this could be in front of the Supreme Court and, you know, there's a possibility that they can change it. Is the Supreme Court even eyeing these things like that?
Well, the Supreme Court justices, in the context of an abortion oral argument, did ask a bunch of questions. A number of them asked questions about what the implications of overruling Roe versus Wade, the big abortion rights precedent, what the implications of doing so would have for cases concerning LGBT people. Mm. And so there certainly is a recognition that there's a connection there and there's an interrelationship that the justices seemed a bit concerned about. I don't think we are as likely to see the Supreme Court revisit these big LGBT precedents as we are to see the Supreme Court really roll back abortion rights, which is what they seem to be on the cusp of doing based on the most recent oral arguments. That said, because the Supreme Court has done some unusual things and has taken a much more extremist bent, people are justifiably worried.
Definitely. And do you think we're going to see more states doing what Jersey did?
I do. Already other states are doing a similar thing with respect to abortion. And we know that there are LGBT advocates in other states already working on ways to crystallize and make more explicit the rights of LGBT people as a matter of state statute, too. And we're also working on the federal level to pass the Equality Act, which is legislation that would ban discrimination against LGBT people in all sorts of different contexts. And that's very necessary, too.
All right. Well, thank you. That was Camilla Taylor, Deputy Legal Director for Litigation at Lambda Legal. Great having you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Next up, how one celebrity's family is grieving her death a year later. Bringing up a bigger conversation about grieving overall, we're discussing that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!